It just occurred to me, yeah, give everybody food, but in the meantime, people have appetites for other parts of their senses, for other entertainments or distractions. And the food movement, feed everybody, never kept up with the novelty of endless new developments that created new appetites that distract people from the food movement. That's what happened to Engels and Marx in 1850 when they do their manifesto. 1848, the telegraph came in. That stopped that fucking movement. That's create a whole new distraction, better, crazier newspapers with the speed up of stuff. So that's what we're up against, our natural need for novelty, which is gossip, but then it's technologized into watching YouTubes and everything. So we can't get the basic appetite of food synced up with the unfolding new nature, unforeseen appetites. Okay, let's go back to this is what Chansley was pissed off about. Let's see if we can find out if Chansley said something like that. But
who's Chansley?
That's the QAnon guy that's in jail.
Oh,
the bison hat guy.
Yeah, the bison, the buffalo hat.
By the way, Dimitri came in a few minutes ago.
Okay, good. He's always here. Don't worry about him. Go ahead, Clinton. Naomi Wolf.
Howdy, Dimitri.
Well, his hand's up.
Wait, we can't. He's not allowed on until after. We'll get back
to
him.
Okay. Well, all right. Yeah,
those are your rules, Pat.
Yeah, my rules. Okay, I become a ruler.
Become?
Okay. It's quadrupedic. Right. You never know what I'm going to be in.
All right.
Did you see it? Oh, go ahead.
Who's afraid of Naomi Wolf? Okay. Wolf, who was booted off Twitter for the same reason, has suggested that the Moderna vaccine is a software platform that can receive uploads. Oh, God, is this the Bluetooth thing again? That Apple has developed a, quote, new tech to deliver vaccines with nanoparticles that lets you travel back in time, end quote. And that Dr. Anthony Fauci, Big Pharma, and Bill and Melinda Gates were part of a monstrous conspiracy using vaccination passports as a stalking horse to strip Americans of their rights and impose a totalitarian regime. Wow. As for Miller, he's a 9/11 truther, a Sandy Hook skeptic. School shootings were a false flag operation, he believes, staged to provide a pretext for the crackdown on Second Amendment rights. And a vociferous opponent of masking, lockdowns, and vaccines, which he, like Wolf and Kennedy, believe are a prelude to the Great Reset, a eugenicist plot cooked up by George Soros, the Rockefellers, Ted Turner, and, because no conspiracy complete without him, Bill Gates, to eradicate the mass of humanity so that 1% can have the planet all to themselves, maintaining a slave class that will serve their overlords in a neo-feudal society. Funny how the World Economic Forum didn't come up with that.
Wait, Clinton.
Summary.
Meanwhile, there's a lot of people who believe that, not because they're fucking reading and listening to YouTubes, you know, fringe information. They feel that because new technology is threatening their identity. So it's not a matter of arguing over who gets what information, who believes what information. The media effect is what Mark Derry's up against here. Because, you know, 77% of Republicans believe that the election was fucked up. So why are people going with these things? If it's true, see, we don't even know if it's true that 77% do. But assuming it's true, what is making people believe this?
You know what, Bill?
What?
The reason that the election was faulty was because in a democracy, the people are supposed to be given proper information to make their decisions. What happened was that the Democrats, at very least, if it doesn't happen in every election, but it certainly happened in both the election that Trump got elected in and the one that supposedly he was defeated in, the amount of disinformation, the amount of lies and so on thrown into the mix about what was going on, gave the public no chance of actually making even a good decision between these two possibilities. I'm sure there are other possibilities, there are other ones, but the media represents its own two choices in the United States. But, I mean, even those two choices are horribly faulty.
Let me address that. There's a fucking delusion to think that somebody can get informed of what's going on. That's where you're right. The elections are fraudulent. We don't need them.
Right.
And nobody has time to learn anything, and no one can decide anything. There's too much information, too much debate. So it's a fraudulent to even let them announce to have a fucking election, you know? Why even have one? Nobody can live up to the ideals they claim they're doing. So that's, again, the reason people, it was worse in 2020 and bad in 2016 is because the new social media, Web 2.0, Web 3.0, whatever it is, was fucking scattering everybody.
I mean, you know, they can complain that they're, let's say, in a one-party state. They can say, oh, you know, there aren't two parties and you don't have two different ideas. But when you actually do have a multi-party state and everybody's lying to beat the band about each other, and they're lying about what they're going to do when they get into power, and they get into power, they win the election, they don't do anything they said they were going to do. I mean, the whole thing is just a fraud. At least in a one-party state, probably there's a vested interest in the people who run the single-party state of actually saying what they're going to do and following through with it. Because they just said they were going to do things and never did it, then the system would probably break down.
But they,
you know who that is?
The single, you know, who's, is that Ion?
It weren't me.
Yeah, I don't know who it is. So, Greg, the one-party state is subject to a certain level of technology. Any new inventor upsets the and gets that technology going, upsets the one-party administration based on older technology. So, again, it always comes back. McLuhan was right. It was the only thing worth knowing. It's the only thing any movements could be acted on. And then you're up against the fact that it couldn't be acted on because everybody likes novelty and new technologies. So, Clinton, when you're fucking talking to Fialka and doing your laws of media seminar, you stick to the basics. Say, that's just fucking a bunch of bullshit McLuhan made up to satisfy the scientists and his publishers. It comes back to a very simple point that McLuhan was making. Remember that. Always go back to the basic point that Marshall was saying. It was not a theory. It was not a poetry. He's just saying, fuck you people. You can't bring in new technology without having incredible disruption. Which was TV in his day.
Well,
that's all he was saying.
Computers, they're here. We're not feeling the disruptions yet. We think we are, but we don't even fucking know what's coming yet.
Right,
computers are disrupting things now. Ha, ha, ha.
That's right. Look at the tech body.
Computers haven't done
tech
anything
body is
yet.
The new
computers
environment.
Have not done anything yet. We've had microcomputers for 40 years. That's nothing.
You tell that to Fialka, so he'll stop fucking interviewing people over a chair. I think I heard that he could have interviewed somebody, and he fucking could have had a good topic, and he just did his stupid fucking questions. I never even knew who he was talking to. I can't remember who it was. Probably someone significant. Robert Guffey. Yeah, it was fucking Guffey. And he asked his stupid fucking trivial bullshit either-or answer things and missed the whole story of what Guffey had to say. That's about 5 years ago. I know he interviewed Guffey, but that's what you got to remind him. He's fucking wasting our time and your time. I'm glad you're telling about McLuhan, but stick to the basics so they can't run around thinking they don't understand McLuhan. McLuhan's the simplest fucking thing to understand. Now it is. Wasn't so easy 50 years ago. Anybody knows that technology disrupts everything now when it's too late.
Yeah.
It is too late.
Well, I mean, it disrupts everything, but I also think he was on a specific mission to restore body coherency by mending the mind-body split.
Conceptual. That was a side project as Professor Vinglish to deal with the effects of the book. Yeah, okay, but as a citizen, that's not as, we're well beyond the effects of the book. We've got other problems. We got integral, comprehensive tactility fucking disrupting everything. thanks
yeah,
to the global fear.
Again, it's a false integrality because it's a discarnate integrality.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what he's warning people. It's going to be a false.
Yeah.
And he talked to a religious group. He says, this is a false Antichrist. It's the Antichrist, for fuck's sake.
It's the Antichrist, yes, agreed.
So always remember, remind people what the fucking issue is, because they like to think they don't understand it. And that's because they don't want to know what they're actually doing to themselves, which is pretty simple. If you stick to it and force them to listen to you for 5 minutes, you'll shut them up. I dare Catherine to come on here. Catherine, stop fucking around whatever she's doing there in her little life. Down in St. Edward, get on here and learn some fucking Bob Media Causey McLuhanism. Smarten her up, Greg, because you ain't telling it to her. sorry for that.
Damn.
Back to Mark Derry. Mark should know better, too. Okay.
Yes, let's see.
You know what? It's not that Chansley is nuts. He, like Mark and everybody else, thinks information's important. And he's trying to organize the information he learned about to make a pattern. But he's still saying, hopefully we'll get free of this prison we all put ourselves into. Just like Mark would like to get free of our prisons. Any human would. That's all it is. Doesn't matter what they fucking believe. It's to notice the form, not the content. All right, so that's why I like doing this article, so I get to rant on my basic point. To someone who should know better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll allow it. Okay. So then we got...
Remember, Mark Derry is the only fucker who got paid at the famous McLuhan conference in March 98.
Motherfucker. Wow.
He got paid. And he got on there and said McLuhan was a fucking lying asshole racist. And that made him famous, and then he got his gigs, and then he got to be a university teacher. And the same thing happened to Rushkoff. Same horrible fate.
God, how do I sell out? Fuck. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What a horrible fate.
Jordan Peterson impressions, I forgot.
We'll help you. We'll help you on the side there.
All right, young man.
Yeah.
Okay,
you can go to the next paragraph. I'm ready.
How did the scion of America's most storied political dynasty, the author of a feminist classic that influenced generations, The Beauty Myth, and a progressive media critic end up on the same page as a QAnon cultist whose book reads like Don DeLillo on DMT? Who the fuck
Do you know who
DeLillo
is? Do you know who he is?
No, I don't.
He's a famous novelist of the baby boomer generation who did a great novel on the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Don DeLillo on DMT. Okay.
He's a big deal. He's up there on the level of Pynchon in terms of his generation's fame of writers.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Brian knows that.
What else?
Brian probably read the fucker. Did you read DeLillo, Brian?
I didn't read the big JFK one, although that seems like it's very worth reading. I read a much punchier short one called White Noise that
yeah.
I enjoyed very much.
That's right. Is that the one about baseball?
Ago. Oh, no, I don't think so. That's it has this, like, what was it, like the unexplained airborne event or something.
Oh, okay, not the famous 1960 home run baseball or something.
Oh, no, I didn't know he wrote about baseball that way.
Yeah,
no, this
I
was a more, like, frantic allegory of the post-postmodern time
okay.
book.
You might... you're into baseball. Fuck, you should look that one up and read it. It was popular.
Okay.
Okay, Clinton. What all four have in common?
What all four have in common is the knee-jerk suspicion that all government and established media narratives, all expert opinions, are propaganda.
Well, he's right. I mean, Chansley's right. It's all content. No matter what fucking is doing. We're not putting down the government what they know and the sign people what they know and this the literary people what they know. Is the point is that what they know is fucking irrelevant. That's the problem. When you're up against new technology, 5G and all it's going to do, what you sell, your particular discipline in the information society is irrelevant. That's what Chansley doesn't know how to say.
Hmm.
Anybody disagree with me?
I'd never.
But, you know, do you get my point?
I do. Yes. You and Jackie Lowe.
Yes.
Total agreement.
Yeah. I'm an Alulite right now.
An Alulite, yes.
The Alulite. Illuminati.
The Illuminati? Yeah.
We can spell the Illuminati somehow. Get Ilol in there.
Nice.
Yeah,
like
nice.
That.
You like that, Brian?
Illuminati. That's good. That's tasty.
Yeah. Okay, next sentence, Clint. This wariness.
This wariness is coupled, paradoxically, with a willingness to believe that any counter-narrative, no matter how dubiously sourced or implausible.
Okay, now he's right. Mark should point out that the content ain't important. So, you know, don't go for narratives or counter-narratives. You're going to get in trouble. So,
agreed.
Chance Lee is as uninformed as Mark Gary about the real issues.
Agreed. In raising doubts about public health authorities like Fauci, the CDC, and the WHO, Kennedy, Wolf, Miller, seem to see themselves as standard bearers of 1960s activism, whose bumper sticker slogan was, question authority. Conspiracism is a counterculture. A counterculture of counter-narratives.
Right. Like, and that fucking question authority meme was created by fucking Leary to distract from McLuhan, who he got his slogan from. The drop-in, drop-out, tune-in thing. Tune in, drop out.
Tune up, drive by, pop out.
Drop a few shots at somebody.
Pop a shot, yeah.
They could seem to be, yes, they are dupes, and they're retrieving Leary. So did Rushkoff, who's afraid of Mark Derry. Conspiracism is a counterculture. Counterculture of counter-narratives. Well, that's because we got all kinds of stories. They're not even counter. We don't even know what's at the center that you're being counter of. The center is just another counter-narrative. The lamestream.
Hmm.
That's what Candy pointed out in her dialogue with Trump. She said, we could put this out right now and we'd have 300 times the population that CNN has. They can get a bigger audience. So she said, they're not mainstream anymore. They're tiny. They're off. They've been marginalized,
right.
Which I thought was a good point.
Yeah, that's better than most people get.
Yeah. There ain't no mainstream anymore. Just struggling like the rest of them. You know, like the CNN guy was saying, how the fuck Joe Rogan gets 300 million people and we can't get 2 million? You know, they're really wondering what the hell's happened to them.
Maybe they should talk
more
about
obsolesced by new technology.
Martial arts.
What?
See, and then just these more content related to mixed martial arts and DMT.
I think
that's the message here.
And all they have to do is call them up and say, look, you fuckers are in that situation because Joe's riding a newer technology than you got. You're obsolete, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, well, again, 2-minute news stories and 2-minute interviews and expert panels where everyone has, you know, 15 seconds to have their word in. You know, I guess they've kind of, the attention span shit is just.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I know Jordan Peterson wondered about this. He said, this is about 3 years ago I saw him say in an interview, why did long form interviews become popular? Why did people suddenly start sitting around, sitting for 2 hours and listening to intellectuals discuss concepts? That's a product of wherever our technology got to us. That was the new public mold, the new massage for that preference. And probably
right.
what you were saying, Trump probably scared people. He was a new technology. And then people said, I gotta start paying attention to something that talks longer than 15 seconds. So you're right. The obsolescence, the soundbite shit went on for 30 years, finally exploded. People recognize this is not the way to pretend you're learning something. So they flipped into long-form interviews.
Yeah, where people have time to actually get across some nuanced point and tell a story, and you get to know them, and they get some anecdotes in there.
Yeah.
Some questions, and then you get some digressions. Yeah, all that stuff. Like, kind of
so
like what we're doing. Except,
yeah. Well,
generally, at least on a Joe Rogan, it's still a person who wrote a book, and they're going to talk about mostly about the book for an hour and a half or for 2 hours, right?
Yeah, 3 hours.
We are just too, we are, our show.
We're CNN. We like 15 second sound bites.
Yeah.
We like quick topics.
But if you took out all the digressions, we'd have 3 minutes of content every show. Yeah.
And it would be the same McLuhan point. Well, at least mine would be. I'd put mine in there as a prominent saved soundbite. You guys are just visitors. So the I don't do Joe Rogan. I don't need the I didn't need to be told to. I never watched the short soundbite world, right? Didn't have a TV, so I didn't need to be corrected. Oh, I should sit around and listen to something longer. I've been fucking doing that on my own anyways for 50 more years by reading. Making putting time aside to read something and read a lot of stuff.
Book learning here, okay.
Yeah, book learning. And I always knew that it was obsolete, what I was reading. But I found out about a lot of different things so I could not be shocked by a topic I hadn't heard of, which is what most people, they don't know that much, so then their mind gets affected and shocked when they hear something they'd never heard of. And so they overreact to that. All you have to do is just relax. Okay, there's an idea. That may not be true, but it's another one that's out there, another meme. You won't be shocked by that one. On to the next shocker. Now, that's what we do.
Yep.
We present millions of memes here to have you diminish your shocker not being familiar with stuff. We're trying to make you familiar with the extremes or whatever we are.
Yeah,
common
exactly.
Sense.
Look, we're humanizing Marxist-Leninism and fascism simultaneously.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
We're reminding people we need to be fed.
Yeah.
All of us need to be fed.
Yeah, but you're not.
Because we're
secretly
radical centrists.
What?
Yeah.
Would
radical
you say,
Brian? Centrism, exactly.
Yeah, we're secretly radical centrists. That's why we're...
We're normalizing
Stalinism and fascism
at the same time. We're pro-North Korea. Greg's winning.
And
Vegas one is over.
COVID denial.
COVID denial, yes, exactly.
Okay, so we got 5 or 7 minutes. Where are we at? What's the next thing to read?
Did I ever tell you guys the story about when me and my friend were standing at the bus station in Ottawa? And like a few months into the pandemic, and we had only been wearing masks for about 2 weeks. Like the mask mandate had just become a thing, and it was dark out, and we wandered off to a corner where no one was standing, so we could just talk and like be away from the crowd. And there was a Muslim woman there already, fully scarved. And we were like, oh, we better like give her some privacy or something. And then she walked up to us all excited, like. You're wearing the masks too. Everyone's wearing the masks. You know, you know, Allah had me wearing the mask all along. We're the Muslim women. We've been covering our faces all along. He was saving us from the very beginning. Proof that Allah has saved us and has blessed the Muslim people because he had us protected from the very beginning. He's always been covering our faces. And we're just like, wow, that's great, lady. Awesome. I'm glad.
Yeah,
the faith has been renewed because now everyone's being forced to cover their face just like you were first. That's right. Good for you. Yeah. that was fucking weird. I didn't know what to make of that.
Well, people like to see their reality in charge.
Exactly.
User's content is
all
king.
About that. She was all
we,
about
I think
it,
we need to add to that, Clinton. User is content as king.
Yeah, I had my face covered before it was cool, bitches. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next line.
What all for? One mind at a time isn't deal this book for Trumpers.
Yeah, that is Abby Hoffman's book, 68. Steal this book, I think it was.
Okay.
One Mind at a Time, I think. Is that actually the name of
that's Chansley's book.
Chansley's book. All right. One Mind at a Time isn't steal this book for Trumpers, but, quote, question authority, end quote, could easily do double duty as Chansley's battle cry. Asked by the UK's Channel 4 News. And then we got some backwards quotation marks here. Quote, at what point in your life did you stop listening to the mainstream narrative? End quote. Chansley replied, quote, when I realized that doing my own research brought me more information than listening to the news ever could. Once I stopped allowing the news to make up my mind or my narrative for me, I grew exponentially. End quote.
No, that's the same as the intelligent Jordan Peterson audience. They have the same fucking thing. We're sick of this no information world of the news, this tiny bits of nano reality. I want to take time to find out some shit. No, that's a good citizen.
Yeah, they're all in love. Well, right, because the memetics, the overpowering memetics of the highly polished news cycle.
Onslaught.
Holds everyone in lockstep conformity within the electric mass, and that's what's breaking down now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the news was never supposed to give you information. The news was supposed to hold you in the mass.
Yeah, people are being kicked out of it through decentralized digital social 2.0.
Yeah, that's
an effect.
I always get that's a centripetal. That's right. McLuhan sometimes uses centrifugal and centripetal.
Yeah.
Dichotomies, but I always get confused as to which is which. Centripetal is moving outwards, right?
No, that's central. Centrifugal is outward decentralizing.
Okay, yeah, okay. Centripetal is moving
towards the
center.
F is getting the flying fuck out of here. Make a mnemonic. F, centrifugal, is flying the fuck out of here.
Okay, centrifugal is flying the fuck out of here. I like that. That's very useful.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Sold.
So, anyways, I think what's neat here, is we have come up with a point that Mark is missing. Everybody's doing a Chansley. That's why he's like an icon. It's what everybody is. You look like you're a fucking buffalo when you start stepping out of the TV body consensus. And you start looking around, you don't know what's real, and you don't know what drug to take, or what you're hallucinating. You're going to be get odd thinking. But that's because you're on your own now.
Because then you also have to get a stupid costume as well at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, you can be normal in the media zeitgeist, or you can leave the media zeitgeist as long as you start dressing up like a fictional character.
That's if there's a party. Nobody knew about him until the party happened on January 6th. He's just another there's billions of researchers out there doing their work.
Yeah,
we don't know about
them. We were watching so-called, you know, fascist rallies getting into fights with Antifa, so-called, for three fucking summers, and it was all LARPers. It was all a bunch of, like, Trump supporters who dressed with, like, wooden shields and, like, stupid costumes, if not, like, you know, Uncle Sam's shit, more like, weird superhero costumes and whatnot. And, like, LARPing, live-action role-playing, like, it's almost like Civil War reenactors versus...
As a cartoon.
Protesters in these weird fucking fights where, like, you know, they're just kind of staring at each other and trying to record each other on phones and yell, and maybe one of them actually hits someone, and then everyone starts screaming, oh my god! And then somebody yells, medic, like they're playing a video game, medic, medic! Or like they're
doing Jordan Peterson.
I'm more like, I need a healer!